Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, Vince McMahon is set for WrestleMania. We've got a backstage update on WWE signing two top free agents. We've got an update on a legitimate injury suffered on last night's AEW Dynamite. And then finally, a top AEW star has confirmed that their injury is getting worse. I'm Andy.
I'm Michael Hamflett. Full name myself there.
I usually name myself. I don't know why I didn't do that, but it's the news. See what happens when Wilborn flies somewhere. The whole thing just
way jet lagged, and they're on the plane.
What's going on? The whole thing goes to piss. I think it's a big.
Let's go.
It's a piss tsunami, isn't it?
It's an outside.
It really is. People are going to be raging. Anyway, Vince McMahon is going to be at WrestleMania. This is a report from PW Insider's, Elite Service. He's going to be there. He's going to be at the show in Los Angeles this weekend, but there's currently no word on whether or not he'll appear during the broadcasts. But he's going to be there. 77 years old. Going to be there. Obviously, he returned backstage to Raw on, was it the 6th of March? First week of March.
Yeah, the Cena show, wasn't it?
The Cena show. Of course, the propaganda that came out of that was that he was all just visiting John Cena, but he was sitting at Gorilla the whole night, and obviously people would have been walking past him the whole show. So there's that. Vince returned to WWE, of course, in January. He effectively held the board of directors ransom because in his letter he stated, well, I'm not going to cooperate with any rights fees negotiations which WWE needs or on a potential sale of the company unless you let me back in as executive. Is it executive chairman? It is.
Yeah.
And now he's in that role, obviously. So, hey, would you rule out Vince appearing on camera? I certainly wouldn't.
No. And I think of all the years to do this, now is the time. Do you remember when John Cena couldn't get his match with The Undertaker? So he was like, I'm going as a fan.
Yeah.
Vince should just plant himself in like the fourth row with a beer.
Like,
from a PR point of view, you know when he would like appear on those shows after the Wall Street Journal stories? And you'd have those complete dweebs and losers in the crowd going, ooh, thank you, Vince. The PR that he would get from the fans that would surround him to buy him a pint or something like that.
Man of the people.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff.
Billionaire guy with sexual misconduct allegations.
We all have thought all along that the most sinister thing he can do is move one chair at a time up in Gorilla.
Yeah.
In reality, it's move 50 chairs back inside SoFi Stadium.
It's the exact same thing as the mustache photo from the...
That
would be terribly gross. I hope he doesn't appear on camera for a myriad reasons.
Sucked ass last year.
Awful.
Useless.
Awful, but a great deal of schadenfreude watching that, admittedly. Let's move away from that old creep and talk about WWE potentially signing two top free agents. You know the names, Kota Ibushi and Jay White. We've been talking about them a lot recently. There he is. He's on his bicycle on the way to the shops. Pick up. What's on Kota Ibushi's grocery list? I bet it's weird.
I mean, look at his body. Kale.
Yeah. Kale, gummy bears, inexplicably, that he puts in a sandwich with the kale.
Yeah, like his cheat day is every day, and he has gummy bear sandwiches.
Jelly, probably jelly.
Jelly, yeah. No hands jelly like Adam Wilborn.
And space dust, I don't know, I'm just making stuff
a
up.
A giant lettuce, but he eats it just like by biting into it. Just like a zombie eating a brain.
He actually hollows out and puts soup in it.
Yes!
That's what he does.
A lettuce soup bowl.
An ice cream. He's an interesting guy.
I think I want that lettuce soup bowl. It's like when you eat an entire Sunday dinner in one of them giant Yorkshire puddings. I think I want one.
We've got an update from the Give Me Sport Wrestle Votes collaboration, talking about WWE's varying levels of confidence in signing these gentlemen. When it comes to Jay White, Triple H is apparently higher on their chances of bringing him in. And WWE believe that the longer Jay White doesn't appear in Jacksonville, the more likely he is to show up to WWE, which stands to reason because, yeah, I mean, the longer he doesn't sign somewhere else means he's likelier to sign for the other. Yeah. You can't sign someone if they've signed elsewhere. So yeah, that makes sense. But Ibushi, they're a bit less certain on. He's probably going to remain freelance, it seems. He's likelier, I should say, to remain freelance. The belief is that whether it be AEW or WWE, he may not be interested in signing a full-time contract, which is in line with what everyone has been speculating about Kota Ibushi since his very public dispute with New Japan last year.
Yeah. At this point, had it been very different with New Japan and had the relationship been a bit more, the split had been a bit more amicable, you could have imagined the WWE deal happening. He worked there before because he fancied it in the Cruiserweight Classic, but didn't feel the need to sign up. His advancing age, his mounting injuries, there would be a lot to be said for getting that fat money deal.
Yeah.
But when he was suddenly trapped in one the last time, it didn't go
didn't
great.
Go for him,
didn't
yeah.
really fit. So maybe he'll just go with what he knows and stay freelance. Jay White, I kind of feel like, I've enjoyed the speculation almost more than maybe some of the run might go.
Yeah.
Like, if he goes to AEW, he's already kind of slotted into that world and it doesn't feel as special as the WWE surprise. But with the impending Sale and Vince rumours, you wonder how long this Triple H guy will have the run that maybe possibly deserves in WWE.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the debut, but I don't know. I quite like the more time Jay's away, I think the more it actually heightens the anticipation.
Yeah. I'd like to see him beat John Cena's ass for the US title on Raw.
Good
we'll
that.
See. We'll
Good.
See if that happens. Let's move over to Dynamite. Last night, legitimate injury on the show. Apparently, according to PW Insider's Mike Johnson, Don Callis was legitimately hurt in that backstage angle. So you saw the angle if you watched the show. If you didn't watch the show, you didn't see the angle. That's how watching TV works. But they did this thing where Don Callis was trying to apologize to Hangman Page for the shenanigans of last week. He's like extending his hand while Hangman was being interviewed, and suddenly Hangman gets ambushed by the Blackpool Combat Club. As this is going on, Callis is kind of standing there with his hand still extended. It was quite funny, actually, until he got hurt. That's obviously not funny. When, you know, they're beating him down in front of him, Combat Club turned to Callis. John Moxley whacks him, and on his way down, when I say whacks him, it was obviously a worked punch. I'm not saying that John Moxley shot on Don Callis. And apparently, according to PW Insider, on his way down, Callis struck his head. So that's why when the cameras focused on him, he was bleeding a pisser out of his face, wasn't he? It looked pretty rough, actually. And there was quite a lot of blood there, and he was like holding the wound and stuff, and the commentators were like, "What? What?" So when the commentators later said in the evening he'd been tended to by medics, that was apparently legitimate as well. So there you go. Don Callis busted wide open. No updates on his condition. Hope he's okay.
Yeah. Odd bit of wrestling happenstance when this sort of thing goes on, isn't it? Because right now, you've got a situation where Callis is having to talk around out there video footage as a way to gaslight Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
So suddenly being in a pool of his own blood is a perfect crime, isn't it? If he's trying to fool Kenny Omega and think, look, I'm with you, look what, they've done this to me, just like me and the Young Bucks are the same. So it does sort of fit that he's been bludgeoned. I mean, as you say, it wasn't like John Moxley was flinging roast potatoes at him. He's just, like, he's just gone down and if it's happened in the way that it looks so visceral, that's like, I don't know, that's like fortuitous for a wrestling angle.
I'd rather get hit by a roast potato than a cooked potato. At least a roast potato would disintegrate a little bit on impact.
I think I quite like to get hit by mashed potato.
Ooh.
Why don't you splatter me some mashed? I think the sensation would be quite pleasant.
Well, that sounds like some weird adult programming, brother.
Imagine getting hash browns flung at you. Especially ones that have been left out in the Premier Inn breakfast buffet too long. Like, I'll eat them, but nobody else should. Like, they've gone too hard and rubbery, and you're just like...
Have you had the Greg's hash browns yet?
Yes.
Greg's friends of the channel, obviously.
I quite like them, you know. I hoy them in the sandwich.
Yes.
Yeah.
I respect it immensely. I would say...
Look at this face. Look at the square face with the bulging bit of skin. Of course I do.
I would say there is a tier list, right? S tier, McDonald's hash browns.
Yep.
Different level.
Yep.
Different level. Greg's probably just below that, but it's like a first entry point into this crowded marketplace. Good stuff. Friends of the show. Friends of the channel.
You're saying this crowded marketplace created somewhat of a crash, bro?
Yeah, I mean, it's a crowded marketplace in our... in our King's stomachs, there you go, I'll just complete this.
What do you make of American hash browns, right? It's just a pile of, like, stringy, but I love it.
Yeah, what like, is that? Pile what of, is that? They just, like, grate potatoes and...
How do I want your eggs? I'll take it one of the seven ways you've offered. How do you want your hash browns? In a mountain of potato string.
It's give so
it,
strange.
I'm like, Edge in 2021, give it to me! I need it!
American breakfasts are wild. Yeah. Like, you go to Denny's and you go, yes, I will have this grand slam, and you get, like, four plates, and inexplicably, you get, like, the eggs, you get the weird hash browns, you get like a bit of bacon, a bit of sausage, whatever, and then inexplicably on top of that, which is already too much to eat, they give you 12 pancakes.
Yeah,
the best thing of all time.
Because I'm a man of culture, anytime I go to America, the first thing I Google is the nearest IHOP.
Yeah,
I like pancakes right next to steak. Oh, I just like seeing those two plates.
We went to IHOP twice last time we were in the
yes.
States. Sensational. Junk food rules. Mm-hmm. Junk food rules. Don't eat too much of it though. Be help. Don't be like us.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Britt Baker, we do have another news story here. She has confirmed that she's nursing a back injury and is not getting any better. She sort of confirmed this in an interview with Comic Book's Connor Casey just before All Access last night, and then the injury was documented a little bit on All Access. I've not had the chance to check the show out yet because my time in the mornings is not a lot. But apparently the first episode was due to focus a lot around Adam Cole's return from his concussion, but also Britt's back injury as well. She told Comic Book the following: "Unfortunately, it is getting worse. Now it's like a neck and a back problem, but it's manageable. I'm tough, so I'll always find ways to work. My championship reign was with a broken wrist, so I'll figure it out one way or another. You've got to work your way around it. Sometimes maybe trick your body into thinking, it doesn't really hurt that bad." It's pro wrestling in general, isn't it?
Yeah.
But obviously, it's always quite sad to hear about people who are nursing injuries. So Britt's only wrestled four times this year. Her last match was at the House Rules live event thing the other week where she wrestled Anna Jay. Her last match on TV was on the 15th of February. So she's been taking it easy schedule-wise. You can clearly see that. I imagine for her, if she was to like go under the knife or whatever and take a period off, that might hinder her shoot job as well. Because I can imagine it's probably hard to be an effective dentist if, say, for example, you're having trouble with your back and neck and standing up and stuff. So I hope that whatever's going on with her isn't too rough and that she's able to, if nothing else, manage it. If not, make a full recovery.
Yeah, it feels like... Remember the first time she was injured, right around the first heel turn in 2020? And if she was able to use that injury to suddenly get over in a completely different way?
Yes.
Feels like she's never not been hurt with something ever since.
Yeah.
And for such a prodigious talent, and as you say, like a two-sport superstar, she's doing dentistry at least once a week as
the
well.
The sport of dentistry.
Yeah, indeed.
I love it.
This great sport.
She'd come to the UK, sort some of our people out, myself included.
Yes, please. Yes, please. Especially if you're willing to do it in the NHS, because you can't get one of them anywhere anymore.
Yeah.
It's a shame that someone of her, like, relative, like, youthfulness in the industry as well, like, just that she's encountered so many injuries, she's worked through a lot. I go both ways on, I don't like to cast aspersions on how people use their bodies.
They can do what they want.
Do go both ways on the wrestler mindset of thinking that you should, like, take care of yourself. It's like, it's a hard-wearing game and you're more than entitled
to
get yourself fixed if you want to. But, they know their own bodies best.
Exactly, it's never our place to, like, play, like, what's the word? Like medical advisors.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We're just losers on the internet. Yeah. It's not our place either to police what people do with their bodies and stuff. That being said, I would rather not see the certain spot involving a sensitive area of the body that played out in an indie promotion the other week. Or was it last week? Was it this week? I don't remember, but I'm not even going to name that company. Anyway, let's move over to our questions for the day. Okay. These came from the YouTube community. Apologies, YouTube community. I meant to set the post up to go up last night. It actually went up the night before. So I messed it up. So if you're expecting to see your questions on the video yesterday, here they are today. Okay. My bad. I am dumb and an idiot. Kevin Ramsey's been on. These are big questions, actually. I should probably run over these before we hit the studio.
Let's go.
But really simple, I guess. In the spirit of WrestleMania week, what was your favourite WrestleMania match ever? Mine would have to be TLC 2 at the greatest WrestleMania ever, X7. Hearing JR and his, my God, he just speared Jeff Hardy in half, is my favourite WrestleMania match call ever. I think that would be a popular choice. Mm-hmm. What's yours?
Well, let's do a bit of corporate synergy. My favourite match is Bret Hart versus Steve Austin from WrestleMania 13. Because it's the best ever. But if you want longer term thoughts on that, you can go and check out What Culture Wrestling's YouTube channel to watch all of us give our opinions on our favourite matches of all time. I think Simon Miller's on the cover, so you actually get somebody that you like. But I go on in massive detail about Bret versus Austin from WrestleMania 13.
I like all of you. Sincerely. So, like, I like to go to the classics as well. I like to go to, like, era industry defining, like, the matches that when you go, that is a classic, that is an all-timer, that would be 9 million stars in the Tokyo Dome if that is joke is still a thing. Like, no one would argue with you. The undisputed classics, because I don't like arguing with people. I'm a pretty simple guy. With that in mind, it's Hulk Hogan versus Yokozuna, isn't it? So, the cliched answer, but it's The Rock versus Austin too. I think Mania 17 is the best one. And obviously, huge impact. Austin turning heel in the afterwards, never quite the same, kind of like a symbolic end to WWE's most profitable or whatever. Not most profitable, they're most profitable now, but
they're
most
boom.
Acclaimed era.
Yeah,
they're boom periods. I think it means a lot, and it's also just a great match across the board. Two biggest stars of the biggest era, drawing an end on that biggest era with the dumbest heel turn of all time. Great stuff. Great show. Gimmick Battle Royal. That's probably what Simon would say, actually.
It's really good as well. He wouldn't be wrong. It rules.
The Iron Sheik barely able to walk, just waddling around with his... Like...
I think Bobby Heenan said, by the time Iron Sheik gets there, we're going to be at WrestleMania 38.
Yeah.
We're now at WrestleMania 39.
That was last year.
We have gone past the Bobby Heenan joke.
Rest
I hate
in
the
peace,
passage
Bobby
of time.
Man. What a legend. What a legend. Big Mike Talks has been on. I read this as Big Mike Teebs, which is interesting. I don't know what a Teeb is. Oh, Joe told me it's like a hip-hop producer or something.
Okay, right.
Yeah,
right.
Shout-outs to Teebs. Saying, what is your hype level? Easy for you.
Yeah.
What is your hype level for WrestleMania this year? Is it higher or lower than last year's?
Oh, through the GD roof hype this year. I was there at last year's show, so it does have a different perspective. However, what I will say is I was watching the WrestleMania 38 24 special last night, and my memories of the card were predominantly around what ultimately all got lodged on night one. As awesome a show as I remember, night two stunk.
Yeah.
Brock and Roman never felt big because it was incredibly predictable, and then the match played out the same way. The hype was for Steve Austin, which was awesome, but this year the hype is around a bunch of people that, and kind of nothing to do with these golden eras that WWE have clung to. I'm so bang up for this year's WrestleMania. I love so much about the card. I think both nights are going to be loaded with the stuff I want to watch. I just feel as though WWE right now, we've discussed this a little bit over the desks, WWE right now, if you are predisposed to WWE as your kind of favourite version of pro wrestling, I think they're operating at like almost their god tier. Like, people will disagree about the quality of what their god tier can even be. But as a WWE fan, I feel incredibly well serviced by this product at the moment.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the show a lot. I don't know if I'm looking forward to it more than last year, which almost feels sacrilegious to say, because this year is obviously headlined by the biggest match they've promoted in like a decade or something.
Rock Cena, isn't it? It's got to be the last one.
Absolutely, like a long-ass time. And it's two in-house stars, and there's a lot to be said about how the build hasn't relied on old fogies and all of that stuff. Obviously, there are some old fogies, but there should always be old fogies, because old fogies kind of rule.
They're there for seasoning
exactly.
rather than for the steak.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like melody. In music,
yeah,
it shouldn't be the bulk, it should be beatdowns.
I definitely agree with that take.
Beatdowns should be the take, and blast beats, those that's the steak and veg. But like last year, I was so hyped for the prospect of seeing Steve Austin
I ruled that.
Fight, and also like the kind of wallowing in the mire of someone else's failures and like Vince potentially doing something.
Yeah.
I just wanted to laugh at that old creep. So I was really looking forward to that. It's like the two sides of Murray, earnestly looking forward to this and earnestly looking forward to someone's demise. But no, this year is like, I'm tremendously excited for this year. I think everything on the card, bar like the showcase matches, which I couldn't care less about really, at least sparks something within me. Especially when I see Edge doing interviews going, yeah, I've got some really silly... I think the word he used was really silly or really stupid.
Better that than serious.
Yeah, like imagine like 40 minutes of facial expressions. Nah, Gangrel and fireballs, yep. Brother.
Yes, please.
Like, just stupid stuff. Let's go! anyway, to close off, a medium-sized deal has been on. Not big. He's not a big deal. He's not a little deal. He's a medium-sized deal. Respect it.
I relate.
Morning, legends. No, morning, gents. Sorry, I've overstated us there. With the reception and presentation of AEW giving Adam Cole last night, do you feel that he should be the guy the company establishes as their top babyface? Well, with Bryan Danielson turning heel last night, there's certainly an opening.
Is he not almost that anyway? Mm. Like, Adam Cole has been one of the top babyfaces in wrestling in the last 5-6 years when he's been a heel. Like, he's beloved and just the guy that you're just waiting. He's the one of those heels that becomes a babyface the second he fights other heels.
Yeah.
That was all that needed to happen, and look what happened
Britt
last
Baker
night.
Too. That's quite convenient,
basically,
isn't it?
Yeah, I think they should. I think you can see Adam Cole, MJF, down the line. Whether or not he wins the title, I'm not sure about that. But, yeah, it's quite nice to think of how we never quite got injuries and timing and all sorts of other stuff. AEW, like, muddling a little bit with, you know, the original Super Elite, Cole, Kenny in the Bucks. It's interesting that we never really got there the first time, and now we might again, but with them as baby faces. Yeah. It almost feels like a better fit in AEW as well. So I'm excited for Adam Cole as a babyface. I feel like I've been wanting this since the NXT days, and they held it back from us then. Yeah. I don't want to be held back from it anymore.
And even when they kind of pseudo did it, he was like, cool guy,
babyface,
which I didn't really want.
He's nice.
AEW, like, not AEW, NXT Black and Gold, especially towards the end, was just rife with, like, cool, Warhammer baby faces, I called them. shouts to Warhammer, by the way. That hobby is ridiculously deep, and I respect anyone who is, like, commander of the Tyranid army against the evil Necrons or whatever. Those are terms, man. I know my Warhammer, let me tell you. Shout out Shayna Baszler.
My friend used to bring copies of White Dwarf magazine into
White
school.
Dwarf?
Yeah. I was reading Power Slam, he was reading White Dwarf.
Reboot Guillemon,
former Orderly Q, ladies and gents.
Yeah. What's the Space Wolves? That's another one. I know my Warhammer, brothers, let me tell you.
Surprising.
Like, I earnestly respect that hobby because they spend so much money and like they take so much time to like craft the miniatures and like paint them and put them together and assemble this army and stuff, and then they have the battles. It's like 10% of the hobby is the actual battles they have,
and
like 90% is like the craft of it. It's really cool.
Someone snitch tagged Jules Gill in this video because they'll appreciate us shouting out his, like, his other hobby.
Shouts to the Warhammer. Usually I take the piss out of nerds like stuff because I too am a nerd, and that's like the irony of it. Like, if we sit here and talk about like Solid Snack in Metal Gear Solid, I'm a massive gamer. Like, it's fun. But Warhammer, nothing but respect, sincerely.
You couldn't compare Warhammer to NXT Black and Gold because Warhammer subheading was 40k and NXT never drew that in its life.
Well, so that was average age of the year, I think. But, there you go. Right. I'm finally today, it comes from Fraser Cranium. I wanted to give great follower of the channel, great
Love
friend
Fraser.
Of the channel, Fraser, tremendous human being on Twitter constantly. He's done a thread, right, on Twitter, and I'm not going to read the whole thing because there's lots of tweets. You're going to have to check it out yourself, and to do that, I retweeted it this morning, so you can get to it via either of our profiles. But he's fantasy booked our Mania trip and us remotely, and it's wild. I'll read the first two tweets. The plane lands. The lads are walking blindly into the LA sunshine. Adam Wilborn runs after a man, thinks he is Jim Carrey, and is immediately lost. Phil Chambers is swept up in a heist committed by pirates. Of course. Adam Nicholas puts on sunglasses. Wilborn, lost, wanders into a bar. A mafia bar. Shht. Music stops. Guns are cocked. Wilborn's eyes narrow. Mentally, he hears a plane landing. Stax is coming. Phil's on the pirate ship, getting nervous. Nicholas is in a Daytona, sleeves rolled up. And it continues and somehow ends up with us kicking everyone's ass.
It's magic.
It's wonderful. Check it out. Shouts to Fraser. What a lovely human being. What a lovely friend.
What culture went Hollywood in that threat?
Boom.
Fraser nailed it.
And tomorrow, we're going to do dumbass news, so I'm sure there'll be even wackier stuff, so check that out. YouTube section community, let's end this disaster. Greg's Warhammer Wrestling News Twitter at WhatCultureWWE.
Hash Browns.
Yeah, where are you on Twitter?
Hash at Michael Hanford.
At Andy H. Murray. The H stands for
Hash Browns.
Hash Browns. There you go. Bye. Piss off. Don't piss off. I love you.
Hash
I
Browns.
Need you. But what a mess.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.